Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Penalty happened and we're
the clock's
behind the
chains. Running.
No, stop saying but. I just told you the clock was running and we had a penalty. You want to give them the ball back? No. You don't play. You don't know it. That's just plain and simple.
Were you happy with that drive?
Was I happy with the drive? No, we didn't score points. It's the dumbest question you could ask. What?
I'm going to take it easy, man. That is your code word this hour. Your word this hour. Leroy's not here. Otherwise, I would give him a chance. That was some good work by you, Robbie.
We'll give him a chance to guess it. Let me see
if he's down here. Let's see if he's close. Oh, there's Lucy Lopez, who was hosing me down in a piece, even though she doesn't know my name.
Hoodie guy.
Who didn't pay their bets? Hoodie guy? There's Joe Rose, another one, hosing us down in this hit piece by Dina Lang. Dina Lang all of a sudden turning into Scorsese, deciding, oh, I'm going to go out there. And the worst of them all was Glenn, who you don't even see anymore. He's like a satellite program director. He's off on somewhere else, always gallivanting around, hobnobbing with the suits. All of a sudden, he's at Morton's every day with Jim Ross. Never see Len anymore. And oh, but does he have time to hose us down in a piece? Then you find him. He's available via Skype. Boop, there he is. Yeah. Most impatient bookie I've ever seen, Dina Lang. Unbelievable.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, JR. I didn't. We had an exciting day yesterday, too. Jim Ross was here. The legend Jim Ross. Wasn't focused on paying bets yesterday. Wasn't told that there was a due date on this. Didn't know that there were people waiting for us, like there was people out there with holding lighters waiting for a concert. Don't even know the lyrics to Beck yet. There's Spanish in there. There's also Spanish in this hose down video. See if I help you with your video production next time, Spanish. It's all cute and easy when you want to guys make jokey jokes, but the next time you want help filming your radio show, let's see who's there, Spanish. You want to participate in this hit piece.
Yep.
Rock out with your shark out.
Yep. I'm going to tell you, throughout this whole process, we have found out who our friends are.
Yep.
Right?
Len. Never see him anymore. Where does he pop up? In the hit piece. There he is.
Text comes in. I won't be happy for Ryan Tannehill. I already bet the Chiefs.
That's fair. Do you want to give Leroy our code word clues here, Robbie?
Penalty happened and we're
the clock's
the
not running.
No, stop saying but. I just told you the clock was running and we had a penalty. You want to give
penalty?
The ball back? No, you don't play. You don't know it. That's just plain and
were
simple.
Were you happy with that drive?
Was I happy with the drive? No, we didn't score points. It's the dumbest question you could ask. What?
Reporter, anger.
Nope. Who's saying the clip? Who is that?
Your
boy. Jim Ross's boy.
Jim.
Baker
Oh,
Mayfield.
That's Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Baker.
Bake.
Bake.
Bake. Bake is your word this hour. Right. The Super $1,000 cash giveaway, bake. B-A-K-E. Bake. Text that to 72881 and you are registered for your chance to win $1,000. Your next chance to win is at the top of next hour during Zaslow.
You know what sucks about that?
What?
What sucks about that is that you could have all legitimate points.
Yep.
But when you suck, you can't make them. No, it's true. It's true. Like, if Tom Brady gets hot at somebody or Bill Belichick gets hot at somebody, we're like, oh, that's you messing with the GOAT.
Yep.
But if Adam Gase does the same thing, right?
Yeah, 100%.
That's how it works.
100%.
Same thing with players.
Your next chance to win is at the top of next hour. Message data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. It's a national contest, and it is sponsored by Anna Jarn Levine, Accident Attorneys. We are going to talk to WBO middleweight champion Demetrius Andrade coming up in the bottom of the hour as he is headlining Super Bowl week. He is defending his middleweight championship, which could set up a fight with Canelo Alvarez.
Are we going?
Triple G. You want to go?
When it's on the Thursday?
It's on the Thursday before the Super Bowl.
But here's what's up. Where is it? Because keep in mind, we're going to be all the way in Miami.
It's going to be way down. It's going to be at the Meridian. Yeah.
Nah.
Not for that.
Nah. Because like, we're already going to be down there.
I know.
And then we have to go all the way back home.
Might as well sleep in my car. Out.
Right. That's nah, I don't want to do that.
Or here.
Or if we went back down, just stay down there.
Well, we can go if you want to go.
All right.
I'm probably going to go.
And you're just going to stay down there?
I don't know. I'll figure it out, man.
No, let's see if Gunlin will get us a hotel room.
Oh, no. He won't get us a hotel room, but if he needs a... Hey, Len, where's my hotel room? Won't find him. But if he wants to hose us down in a video, because Dina Lang asked, boop, there he is. Ready and waiting. Available. Unbelievable. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Before you get to this, Robbie, I don't know if you've mentioned this yet, because you mentioned Tom Brady. Did you see this story from WEEI in Boston? The Sully and Murph? WEEI the Murph? There's this story that... go ahead, Rob.
That Tom Brady's suite at Gillette Stadium
where Giselle sits
has been cleaned out, and he's moved to Connecticut.
Cleaned out, Leroy. He has moved, and they have moved their house from Massachusetts.
Do they clean it out every year?
Apparently, according to this report from the Murph, this is the most cleaned out it's ever been. That it's been the description was cleaned out like it's never been cleaned before.
Ooh,
so. Make of that what you will. All the Murphs going crazy. Just break up with them already. You clearly don't want them.
By the way,
hmm?
Somebody came in and said it's Andrade Day.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not, though.
Okay. Look.
That's what I would have thought it was first, but then Tobin said it was otherwise, and that I believe Tobin.
I believe Tobin because Tobin knows everybody. Look, I'm going to tell you like this. If you have had a fight in the vicinity of Florida, Tobin has seen you fight and knows how to pronounce your name.
That's how he says his name.
No, and again, I know. I'm just saying. I believe you. I get the rundown when we go see these fights. Give me the rundown. I say, I don't need the rundown on the guy with the cigarette in the newspaper. I need a rundown on the other guy.
Anyway, he's going to join us later on in the show. Looking forward to it. What else you got, Robbie?
Yeah, remember when LeBron was moving his cars to Ohio and nobody was like, he does that every year, bro. And he ended up moving.
I know Sedano was staking out his house. I remember that. Great journalism.
I'm scared to say this headline. I'm going to say part of it, and Tobin, you may have to clarify. I'm very uncomfortable saying this, but Tyson Fury.
Oh yeah.
He reveals his very unusual training regimen for his second Wilder fight.
He's having 7 pants parties a day to keep his testosterone levels up. Yep. That's what he's saying. Doing all the training methods. He also says he's going to knock out Deontay Wilder in the second round. I'm going to go no sale on that, but good luck.
Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't say the 7th round. No.
Until they get hit with one of those sledgehammers.
Right.
One for every pump.
Oh my God. Wait. So, hold on. Time out. So, you were a little nervous about reading the headline.
Well, yeah.
But then you say that?
Well, that's a little bit more covert. Like, maybe we
no,
get away
it's
with
not.
That.
One for each pump is not covert.
Well, you could be pumping gas. You could be pumping iron.
Nope. No nice, sale on that.
Nice try.
Nice try, though. What else you got?
Stephen A. Smith. Apparently, he is getting ripped for suggesting that the Lakers should trade for Devin Booker or trade Kyle Kuzma for Devin Booker.
Yeah, like that's, you know, I feel bad for Stephen A. a little bit in that case, but that's classic case of I talk way too much about this team for you to think Kyle Kuzma. And look, I'm not the biggest Devin Booker fan in the world. He's obviously a tremendous scorer, but like he's way better than Kyle Kuzma, and that's just classic. He wears a Lakers uniform. He's overrated. That's what that is. That's what they're doing. That's like when you know everybody's talking about this haul the Pelicans are getting for Anthony Davis. It's like, no, you're not. You're getting every other piece from the Lakers, and you think they're better because they're on the Lakers. And I know Brandon Ingram's had an awesome year, and he's much improved and whatnot. But like,
That's a ball.
That, yeah, like that's all you're doing right now. That is, he's in a Lakers uniform, so he's literally the only asset the Lakers have left. They traded all their assets for Anthony Davis, and there's nothing else anybody would want on the team that's not LeBron James or Anthony Davis. So you're just like, give them everything they want with the deal surrounding Kuzma. It's like, well, if you're the Lakers, literally the only deal you can make for anybody would have to surround Kyle Kuzma. Who else you trading? Like JaVale McGee? Like, okay, you know, it's just a dumb thing to say. I don't understand why Stephen A would do it, because obviously I respect Stephen A's basketball knowledge. He's the guy breaks stories and obviously is very plugged in, but to throw around, you know what it is? It's just like, oh, it would be really awesome if the Lakers got another superstar. It's like, yeah, but they can't. They sold everything for Anthony Davis, and that's that. They made their power move. Good for them. And this is supposed to be the year where it's about the two, not the three. And so, yeah. Oh, it's what a fantastic idea. Hey, I would love, you know what it would be like if you were the Heat and be like, hey, we should trade Devin Booker. Who should we put in the deal? Dion Waiters? Like, come on, man. What are you talking about?
Hey, question, Robbie.
Yep.
Solo pants party or group effort?
Okay. I think it's an ISO Fury.
Because I feel like Tyson Fury's been the guy in the past who's abstained. He's been very old school, so it's good to see that he's trying different methods.
Maybe whatever works.
Because he was on so much stuff, he had to.
I guess. I don't know. At least he's not like John Jones having to go take the gas station supplements to keep himself balanced out.
Jeez.
He's going long and strong. So good for old Fury. The Gypsy King.
Well, speaking of fighting, Cowboy Cerrone, he says he's not going to take Conor McGregor to the ground, even though he probably should.
I saw
he's
that.
He's saying
interview.
That.
I love that guy. I believe him, though. He's crazy. He's right. Crazy.
He wants to.
He goes, and it was such a great way he answered it, too. He goes, everybody's saying you should take him to the ground. He goes, I probably should, but I don't want to. And I'm like, that's why we love you, man. That's why you're a fan favorite.
And that's why you keep getting knocked out.
Well, he's also got more wins in UFC history than anybody, though.
Right.
He's the man. I love Cowboy.
Right.
I can't wait for this fight this weekend. I'm excited.
Excited? Any other good stuff on the undercard?
Nah, not really. It's not the best card in the world, to be honest with you. It's not the best card in the world.
Think
it'll
sell big because of Conor, right?
Yeah. You know what? I was wondering if there was going to be a lot less buzz about it. But I'm like looking at all the numbers on like Conor McGregor, all the YouTube videos they put out, and his numbers are just they're so much bigger than everybody else's, dude. Like right. He's just so famous.
Couldn't they? I know that it's in Vegas. They're going to start at a prime time. The fight's going to start at midnight or whatever. But there's no football side. It would have been the perfect time to have an earlier UFC card. No football.
Dude, no. You don't understand, Robbie. Robbie, the fight started like 1 o'clock. No, they do.
I know, yeah.
They're like, and the worst thing is, people don't even go.
No, there's nobody there.
There's nobody there.
A lot of the times, a lot of that stuff is just to test operations. Like, they're doing it to make sure the broadcast is all working good and all that stuff.
I mean,
stuff.
Somebody in there getting their ass kicked.
Yep.
So, like, we go, like,
you know who I feel worse for? I hate when they have the fight after the main event. In boxing, when they do.
Really?
They do the fight after the main event. Oh, man, I feel bad for that guy. Yeah.
Nobody stayed for that.
I went to, when I went to Errol Spence versus Mikey Garcia, like, all of Cowboy AT&T Stadium is flooded. Everybody's gone, and these guys have to go fight.
Wow. I mean, I remember, Tobin, what time we going down? Because, you know, he's the far most expert on when we need to be places. What time are we going down? Yeah. I'm going to be down for, it'll be like the fourth fight. Like there's a point in time where he says, okay, I know these guys. I know where they are. I want to see these guys. Sometimes it'll be three fights in, four fights in. The one card that we saw, they only had five fights the whole night. It was an hour and a half between every fight.
Well, was that the card, though, that remember where we went to one fight where like the electricity went out?
No, that wasn't it. That was the one where we had to watch the fight in the David Copperfield.
Oh, no, yeah, I remember that. The Canelo fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, those Canelo fights, they never get it right. Like the last one, they're waiting for the Masvidal fight to end. The fight before that, they get to do like three fights, and they're like, "Oh, we're going to start the fight at 11."
Right, because their whole thing was starting to fight early, right? Mm. Except the other fights, all the other fights they had lasted like 3 minutes, so there was like an hour and a half between every fight.
Oh, you want to make fun of the Knicks?
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
So apparently there's a Knicks fan that he hit a half-court shot. Oh,
this is unbelievable, Leroy.
He hit a half-court shot for $1,000, kind of like a code word. He hit a $1,000 shot in scratch-offs, but he said he was only given 200. He was given 200 $5 scratch-off tickets as his prize.
These cheap bastards gave him 200 $5 scratch-offs. So he's supposed to win $1,000. He hits a half-court shot.
Right.
The prize is $1,000 in lottery scratch-offs.
Right.
They give him 200 $5 scratch-offs, which I think he ended up winning like $573.
No, that's the same. Isn't that how it works?
No.
That's $1,000 worth of scratch-offs, right?
No, he didn't win $1,000. He won $573 for hitting a half-court shot.
Oh, no. They never told him it was $1,000 in scratch-offs.
Yeah, but don't scratch-offs work like there's certain limits on the scratch-offs you can win, right?
It depends on which ones they gave you.
Right. They gave him the cheap-ass ones. They gave him 200 of the cheap-ass ones.
The $5 ones?
Yes.
No, there's $5 ones that you win $500,000.
Well, he won $500.
Right.
For hitting a half-court shot.
So what do you think should happen?
I think a half-court shot's 10 Gs.
If you're an NBA team.
If you're an NBA team, 10 Gs at least.
There may not be run in it.
The most valuable NBA team, by the way.
Yeah. James Dolan. It's just like, it's so Knicks. Cheap-ass New York Knicks. Right. What do we give?
$1,000.
You hit a half-court shot, you get the chance to win money.
Hey, it could have been sponsored by New York Lottery. What if it was sponsored by New York Lottery?
Then, no. No, if I'm the Knicks, I'm like, listen, you want to be our there's game operation. The Heat would never allow that. Because if you're the Heat, you're going to go and give a prize worthy of it.
Really? I'm going to tell you like this. Me and E. Reed years ago were out at Outdoor World.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 9 million degrees out there. And we're sitting outside.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they had different, you know, advertisers. And they had people handing out free scratchers. Right?
Did those people hit a half court shot?
No, they were just giving free scratchers.
Well, then they didn't earn anything.
He could have won zero.
No, you can't win zero. You'd be given 200 scratchers. You're gonna win.
Then
something.
Somebody said they could have easily given him 50 of the $20 scratch offs.
Yeah, better prizes, better chance.
No, the odds are I guess. I don't know, man. Like, what do we? Why not just give him straight up $1,000? Because if it's sponsored by Lotto, that's the whole point.
Revenge game tonight for Bam Adebayo.
Really?
Versus Greg Popovich.
You're not doing this.
Next.
15 minutes.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on the ticket. Middleweight champion of the world, Demetrius Andrade, is going to join us in about 15 minutes. So we'll get a chance to hear from him before he headlines Super Bowl week down here in Miami. Very excited to speak with him. I saw him at a Heat game. That's how I found out he was in town. He was with DJ MDOT in the booth. I was like, is that Demetrius Andrade? Is that champ? So we'll talk to him. Tonight, Heat are back in the building, taking on the San Antonio Spurs. Revenge game tonight for Bam Adebayo.
Stop it!
That old curmudgeon.
Stop it!
That old curmudgeon, Greg Popovich. What?
Why does everything got to be revenge this, revenge that, get back, team petty, blah, 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 peepop, rah, rah, peacock pirate, chicken lips,
don't,
everything.
Don't do that. That's not a thing.
You're always, your whole life is always get somebody back, pay back, this, like.
And what?
Really? You think Bam is losing sleep over not being on that team?
Bam is going
to
tonight is a revenge game for Bam Adebayo.
Could it be something as simple as he's not a traditional 7-footer and they needed one, so they had a bunch of wing guys, so they didn't need Bam.
7-footer Brook Lopez, like the dude just sits out on the 3-point line now. He's not going to.
Everybody knows what I'm saying. No. You know what I mean? It wasn't that Bam wasn't good.
The guy Bam said that Pop told him You ain't ready. That's what he said.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Okay.
And so, all I can deduce from that is revenge is coming. Triple dub from Bam tonight. Right on that
triple
Spurs ass.
Dub.
Triple
you,
double.
You can't say dub. You're too white.
Triple dub. Triple dub from Bam tonight. Right on Pop's ass.
I got to tell you.
His old wrinkly ass.
I hope, right? I hope you have some of this enthusiasm and some of this lingo,
dude,
when we go sing this badass song.
I tell you what, man. I hope Greg Popovich, I hope that he forgets his SPF sun cream. I really do. Like, I hope he gets sunburned while he's down here. Old ass. With the old ass.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You leave Bam off the team? And not only that. See, this is one. Here's one thing, Leroy. It's one thing if you left Bam off the team and you did America proud. You embarrassed America this year. You embarrassed us. We went out and we got our asses kicked by it. What were we, Robbie? What did we finish?
Seventh.
Seventh place in basketball, Leroy. In basketball.
They lost to France and then they lost to Serbia.
All respect.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Look who played.
That's my point. That's my point. So you could have had an all.
Whoa.
Trying to say we couldn't have used another all star?
Traditional seven footer. This ain't 1985, Leroy. Pop is a bum ass. You guys know what I. Oh, my goodness.
Dude, I can't.
It's the worst. The worst dealing with people sometimes.
We're going to see the Bam shimmy tonight.
I'd be so happy in my life if it wasn't for people.
We're going to see the Jimmy
so
shimmy.
So happy.
We're going to see the Jimmy shimmy and the Bam shimmy.
The Jimmy shimmy.
The Jimmy shimmy.
I hope it's not after he make a three.
Why you gotta bring up bad stuff, man?
Why you
we're
gotta
just,
talk?
We're just trying to have a good time here today, you know. And you know, we've been hosed down by this entire building.
Oh boy, here we go.
And you got to come in here and you got to bring up the fact that Jimmy hasn't made a three in 3 weeks.
Pop told him he wasn't ready to be on the team. It's revenge time.
Revenge time, baby. We cooking.
Why you got people doing this, man?
What?
Why?
The Bam shake's coming, baby.
The Bam shake.
Yep. You think Popovich works out with a shake weight? How does Greg Popovich work out? He got one of those things that shake the hips. Greg Popovich still have a Nordic track? What does he go out there?
No,
and
he's
do?
Got he's got the
he's got the back row.
Yeah, yeah. No,
is that Chuck Norris?
Yeah, Chuck Norris.
Is that Chuck Norris?
Yeah. Him and Chuck Norris get their ass kicked.
Nah, you know what? You could beat Greg Popovich in a fight.
Oh wait, here we go. This is more like Tobin. Bam may have injured himself on that losing U.S. team. We dodged a bullet.
Well, you may have a point there. But I don't care.
Hey.
Point he want Bam. Texter.
By the way.
All these people didn't want. Now all these Johnny Come Latelys, they want to be on Team USA. Now that Bam wanted to be on Team USA when it wasn't cool. When everybody was bailing on the country. He just wanted to be part of it. Who'd they take? Miles Turner. Bam cooked that ass twice. Hell out of here.
Uh-oh. He said you made 15 minutes of heat, 15 minutes of negativity.
Nope. I'm just trying to set the stage for tonight. Set the stage for tonight. And tonight
it's not just tonight. It's Sunday, too. It's a quick Sunday. They're at San Antonio.
Yeah, but this is the important one. Yeah. This is the important one. The first one's the important one. You know?
And that Sunday's during the conference championships. Nobody's going to be watching
it. Yeah, it's going to be tough. Tough sledding for us that day. You know, I don't know. But all I know is it wasn't cool of Greg Popovich to do that, Leroy. And I hope Bam Adebayo puts a triple dub on his ass tonight.
I got to tell you, when people use the talk to text, it's pretty amazing trying to figure out what y'all trying to say.
Yeah. It's also quite obvious that you were too lazy to, go out there and just write it. You
right.
Know?
Total Jim is Chuck Norris. Pop still says, bet Pop still says calisthenics.
Is Greg Popovich, does he take those aquarobics classes with the grannies at LA Fitness?
Let me tell you, those people are mean.
Oh, man. They take up the
so
lanes.
They're so mean. Like, yo, you go in there. I remember I felt bad after I said it, but it was kind of a reaction thing.
Yep.
I was in there talking to my buddy. We were sitting in the jacuzzi, right? And we were talking, and then they came in, they started their class, and one of the ladies yelled, "Can you quiet down? I can't hear the teacher." I said, "Why don't you bring your fat ass closer?"
You said that to her?
Yeah. Oh, I felt bad. It was like my money just as good as your money at the gym.
Hosing down a grandma?
No, my money just as good as your money at the gym. What makes you think you could
lady
at the gym?
At an old lady.
Be quiet at the gym. Be quiet at the gym, Tobin. Think about that.
She can't hear. She's going through life deaf, and you're hosing her down.
Then why be on the farmost quadrant of the pool? Move closer.
Hey, man. You hosing down the grandma?
I felt I felt bad.
You're like training for Chuck Norris?
I felt bad.
Did you?
No, but I think when everybody did this, went like this.
There is some good news. You know what? You're right, Leroy. I've been too negative this segment. I'm going to get off that crackpot Greg Popovich. Here's what I'm going to talk about, all right? Brian Windhorst says that the Heat are trying to build themselves another super team. Windhorst has now rode in on his steed, his trusty stallion, with a piece from the heavens talking about the great Pat Riley being back. And Windhorst yesterday was on Sirius XM radio, and he's still letting everybody know the Heat are dangerous.
What Pat Riley said and what he believes, and he's right, is that, you know, you can spend all this time looking at the trade machine. You can spend all this time evaluating free agency and cap space and all this stuff. What you really need in the NBA is for a player to say, I want to play for your team. Figure it out. We saw Kawhi Leonard come and tell the LA Clippers, go get Paul George and figure it out, and then I'll come play for you. And they did. And if you're fortunate enough to be a type of franchise that can do that, you have clout and ability in this day and age of the NBA. And Pat Riley, even at 75 years old, was on the cutting edge. And I believe that they are dangerous going forward. They've got two all-stars now. Bam Adebayo is an all-star. Watch out over the next 12 to 18 months as he might try to build one last super team there in Miami.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No,
you can't control yourself any longer. You know what that means, right, Leroy? Just so you know.
What?
NBA insider Kendrick Perkins comments on that clip from Windhorst.
How did he comment? Did he actually talk? Because I've never seen his lips moving.
He said on Twitter.
Twitter.
Heat. Going after Giannis aggressively makes too much sense. Not so much sense. Too much sense.
Really?
Bam and Giannis. Giannis and Bam. Same agent, gonna work out in the offseason. Tell him about the good Jimmy stories. It's gonna be Bam. Score on Bam, Jimmy Butler, and Giannis. They'll never lose to the Knicks again. Never. Giannis scored, what did he score, 40 in 20 minutes yesterday? Man, how did we lose to that team? That's embarrassing.
By the way, don't feel bad, Leroy. If she couldn't hear the teacher, she probably couldn't hear you.
Yeah, probably.
That's Leroy dusting off 80-year-olds.
Hosing them down, dude.
And, oh, wait, how about this one? This is who you guys think I'm going to get my ass kicked to, right? Seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, then you'll appreciate Chuck Norris and Steve McQueen were pallbearers at Bruce Lee's funeral.
Yeah. Show respect, man.
Dude, what year did Bruce Lee die? Go ahead.
When did Bruce Lee die?
Let's don't look up like you're just on the top of your head.
When did he die? Bruce Lee.
I have the answer.
Oh, okay.
1973.
32. Young buck.
Right before the Dolphins won their last Super Bowl.
Right in his prime.
By the way, I'm not getting my ass kicked by anybody that was pallbearers at that funeral.
It was a young funeral, though.
What was he, 12?
No, he's 32.
No. That's how old Chuck Norris was?
How did he die, Bruce Lee?
Shot. Didn't he get shot or something? Huh?
Doesn't ESPN have a Bruce Lee documentary coming out? I feel like I saw that on YouTube.
Apparently his kid got shot.
His kid got shot. He was filming The Crow, and they had a real gun instead of a blank.
Yeesh.
Yeah, how about that? Well, how did Bruce Lee die?
I'm looking it up right now.
Nobody know how Bruce Lee died?
It's a mystery.
It says Lee complained of a headache. Somebody gave him a painkiller, which contained aspirin and the tranquilizer meprobamate. I don't know if I said that right. He went to lay down for a nap, when he did not come for dinner, dude came to the apartment and was unable to wake Lee up. The doctor was summoned, spent 10 minutes attempting to revive Bruce Lee before sending an ambulance. He was declared dead upon arrival.
Wow.
Yep. Crazy.
And by the way, Chuck Norris was born the same year as Bruce Lee, so he would have been 32 or 33.
They were boys.
So wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You're telling me that at the time I was 5 years old.
Yeah.
And Chuck Norris was 32.
Yep.
Right? And now
would have whooped your ass then. We'll whoop your ass now.
No chance. No chance. Well, zero chance.
We'll talk to a champion ass kicker, Demetrius Andre, WBO middleweight champion of the world. He is headlining down here in Miami Super Bowl week. We'll talk to him next.
Very excited to be joined by our next guest, Demetrius Andre, WBO middleweight champion of the world, man. This is very exciting, first of all, to get a chance to talk to you because we don't get a lot of big fights down here. You're going to be down here Super Bowl week. When the whole idea was swung to you that you were going to be down here, what was kind of going through your mind?
Oh, man, you know, excitement. You know, I'm a Floridian by heart, you know. Been coming down here like pretty much all my life, doing a lot of training camps out in the Delray area, of course Miami as well. And it's great that, you know, The Zone, you know, the network, the streaming app, and Matchroom are putting fights in different states, city by city. And for me to, it's an honor for me to be able to kick off, you know, Super Bowl weekend with some punches in bunches.
What brought you down here to train? You've been doing it a lot. Like I see on social media, training in Delray and stuff. What attracted you down here being a New England guy?
The heat. That sun. Let's go Miami. But no, definitely, you know, it gets cold up north. And, you know, as you get older, of course, you know, you don't want to be shoveling snow to get to the gym and all that stuff. So, you know, usually I do my training camps down here in the Delray area, South Florida. Or I also do it in California, Victor Conte in the snack facility. But yeah, Florida's great, man. I have a place here in Delray for about a couple years now, and I just go back and forth to Miami. I try to keep myself where it's like a little more low-key, humble, because it gets wired out there.
Yeah, it does. Like Delray's a little bit away from the chaos. It's nice to be taken out of the Miami, because once you get down to Dade County, it can get crazy with all the stuff. Do you know what that week's going to be like? Because, I mean, the sporting universe is going to be down here. Is that going to be crazy? Are you going to be pulled in a lot of different directions that way? I know, like, you've been in big fights before, but Super Bowl is kind of a next level event that's going to be on the outskirts of it. What are you expecting?
I'm expecting myself to stay focused, do what I've been doing. I'm 2008 Olympian, 3-time world champion. You know, I'm of age and I'm responsible and mature enough to know that what's important, and that's that guy trying to take off my head, and I want to keep my head on. So therefore, you know, all that stuff is good. I'm honored and is grateful that I'm a part of something that hasn't happened before, a fight during Super Bowl weekend. And after I handle my business and become victorious, yeah, it's party time.
As the years go on, like, what do you try and stay disciplined the most to keep getting better and to keep sharpening things?
You know, it's just...
Does it get old in here, man? Like, how do you stay that disciplined, you know, sharpening things that you feel like you've perfected so well on such a huge undefeated record?
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody has their limits. Mine is unlimited. You know, I want to get to the very top, and I know that you can be successful, but doesn't mean that's the end part. You can climb more ladders. You can break the roof and continue to see what else is going on. And for me, I know that the world is still missing out on, like, the talent that I have. You know, I'm not the most mainstream guy out there, but I soon will be. And for me to be able to become that, I got to fight like the bigger names, of course, meaning the more popular guys,
right?
You know, because I am an elite fighter. I am the greatest in my eyes. And, you know, me not getting in the ring with these guys or these guys calling me out, that must stand for something. But, you know, I have a family. I know where I need to be. I know where I want to go. And so therefore, that's what keeps my hunger, keeps my discipline. And, like, I'm tall, black, and handsome, and I'm young. So there's there isn't a time frame right now for where I feel like I had enough. No, I can keep going. My body's good. I haven't took any damages, like real damage. I don't have miles, what they say in the sport of boxing. And yeah, I'm still fast and I can hit and
I know slick. I know you've done everything there is to do to call these guys out. Like, one of the things I love about you, I'm a big Shannon Briggs fan. Like, I love the going to the press conferences, getting in people's faces. When you go to those types of things, are those the things you just want to let it be known that you're doing all you can, or are you trying to mentally get into these guys' heads? Like, what sparks when you want to do those types of things?
You know, man, how can I say? It just is all the moments. You know, I'm not that type of guy though. I'm not that type of guy that wanna, like, you know, bow down in on somebody's press conference usually or after their fight, unless it's set up that way to, like, me and you are fighting next, so I get in the ring, because I always respect the fighter, because it's not easy getting in the ring. You know, sure. This is the toughest sport there is, one of the toughest sport there is. So I, you know, give respect, because getting out that ring is not easy. But at the same time, if you're calling my name, if you're saying, like, you know, who's Demetrius Andrade, who's this guy, blah, 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 what have he done, I'm going to come to you and be like, hey, stop acting like you don't know, because you know. Now you're forcing me to, like, come out and get in your face and be like, don't disrespect me, like, in a way where you're disrespecting my hard work, like, knowing that I worked hard to get where I got, and you try to say you're better than me, or I'm nobody in the sport, but are you willing to step in the ring with me? Oh, you're not? Oh, you're not a matchmaker? Okay, cool. All right. I'm glad we got that clear, people.
Have you gotten any word back that was where Eddie Hearn threw an offer out to Charlo to get you guys going? Is there anything buzzing on that? Because you guys have been, you know, it's been squaring off a long time, and obviously be a match, a unification match everybody wants to see.
Yeah, you know, right now I believe Eddie Hearn is probably just focused on me getting past this fight, this Luke Killer fight right now, and anything after that we will, you know, put more attention into as far as making that deal, or even the other way around, saying, you know, Showtime offer me a big deal, and then I go over to Showtime for one fight and fight them.
Yeah.
You know, but they're running around saying that they're their own promoter. They can do whatever they want, from different networks. So it's therefore, why not come over here where, like, one, all the guys in the middleweight divisions are, me, Triple G, you got Danny Jacobs, you got Billy Joe Saunders, you got Canelo. I mean, the list kind of goes on in that, and from the middleweight division on. So therefore, why wouldn't you come over here where you can tangle with the best? I guess you like being the paper champ.
from the same point, Demetrius, like, you being a middleweight champion and most of you guys being on, I guess, with this side of the tracks with everything, has it been even more frustrating or complicated, because, you know, you thought, like, all right, we're all here, there shouldn't be that many roadblocks, you're a big name, and honestly, like, as a boxing fan, seeing some of the guys that they've been fighting, especially with Canelo and Triple G not fighting each other, like, it makes all the sense in the world, like, it's time.
No, for sure. And for me, that's what also keeps me motivated, because knowing, like, there's only so much guys out there for me. There's only so many guys out there for them as well. And it has to happen. If I continue to beat the top 10 guys and they can continue to beat the top 10 guys, it's only us left still. And then what are we going to do? Wait for the young guys to try to come up? I'm going to be too old then. I'm gonna be like, I don't want to fight you young, hungry guys. You guys got that.
You're looking to have your retirement home in Delray by then.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, I think the window of the elite fighters are closing. And we're going to have to fight each other eventually because, you know, Canelo finally, you know, I give respect to Canelo. I respect their blueprint, their business strategy, how they're trying to become, like, a legendary fighter. But at the same time, who you fighting to become that? You're fighting guys that's 40 years old, Sugar Shane Mosley, Miguel Cotto, The Crusher. Like, if that's, you know, your way of getting it, I mean, you know, like I said, I can't knock the blueprint of the strategy that they have in the business sense. But it's like, when are you going to fight somebody in their prime that's hungry, that's going to give boxing fans and also the world the greatest fights out there?
Have you felt from boxing fans a groundswell of support as the year has gone on, like, and going into this year? Because people do want to see those matchups. They do want to see the best fight the best and it makes all the sense in the world?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for me, you know, we're fighting the toughest guys out there. you know, they might not be the most popular, but we're fighting the toughest guys out there. I'm not fighting old men. I'm not fighting, you know, guys that shouldn't be in a ring with me. I'm fighting guys that getting a, you know, the opportunity to fight for a world championship title, that are also in their prime, that is on their way up, and they want to make something of themselves. Though they're in the gym every day working hard and busting their ass to become that, and I'm fighting them guys. And so that's the difference, is the type of guys they're fighting. Yeah, they might have the name, like I said, like the Crusher, who don't, you know, he did his thing, but he's not the Crusher that we all know.
Right.
That's like me going in with fighting Roy Jones. That's not the Roy Jones we all know, you know? So me getting that victory against an old Roy Jones, yeah, okay, I beat Roy Jones.
You got any final words for Miami out there, for people to come out and, you know, come see this show, like, you know? This is a hell of a card. Everybody's getting you. Tevin Farmer's on the card. Got a chance to speak with him. He's excited about it. What do you got as we're a couple weeks out?
Oh, man. I mean, listen. Through watching the Zone and Matchroom putting on boxing cards, and, like, when I say a boxing card, not just the main event, the whole card, this is a great card. You got myself, of course. You got Tevin Farmer, who is, you know, slick southpaw as well, that like throws punches and bunches, and he likes to get in the mix and give people excitement, and he's fighting a very tough fighter.
They hate each other. Those two are going at it.
As Diaz is, man, listen, that's a tough fight, and that's going to be a great fight. And then also for the, you know, the celebrity thing, for something I think is a good thing that they're doing, is like, you know, you got YouTubers on the card also.
Jake Paul is on.
Yeah, you got YouTube on the card.
How do you feel about that? Like,
they're entertainers themselves, you know. And for me, what I like about it is that, you know, there's a lot of violence out here in the world. And so if two guys, like how it first escalated between, I don't know, KIS and whatever, I guess it was like some maybe real problems,
yeah,
and they sorted out their issues to go in the boxing ring, that's something I can support all the time. I don't care who you are. If you guys can make some money fighting, why not make some money fighting? And if you can stay out the streets and do it that way, they're doing it, it's cool.
Did you if you weren't a boxer, like if you could do a fantasy sport just once, like what would it be?
You know, I mean, because I'm in one of the toughest sports, man, I would have done some tennis, some golf, would have been four, you know, would have been 40 years old, 49. It's like, cool, you know, sponsorship, Tiger, the black, the next Tiger out here. You know, I would have picked one of them sports, you know, the rough, tough stuff.
You ready to relax?
Daddy, why? Why boxing?
Demetrius, thanks for the time, man. We're looking forward to the show.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.